also over to the Lansenima. Let the water flow. I will speak to him directly. President John Dramani Mahama. Yellow blood.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. It's live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. We're also live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com and affiliates in all 16 regions of Ghana, including Akpini FM, Kpando, Kitawon FM, Saboba, ATL FM in Cape Coast, Space FM, Takwa, Gaskia FM in Techiman, and Radio Sangmali in Wa. Live on X Spaces, Facebook and YouTube. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, Platinum Energy Energizing Dreams. This afternoon, member of Oral Preparatory Committee charges the Attorney General to be fierce with prosecutions this year as he says people are losing hope in the NDC's Operation Recover All Loot.
When we're going to fight corruption, you should fight it from the top. So you should take the high profile cases. Yes, you should pick the big ones, the prominent ones, and move with speed because people are losing hope.
Well, we have details from PM Express's special show looking at the year where the Association of Ghana Industry says government must sustain the significant economic gains.
Then one could say, yes, we are quite optimistic about the business environment this year. Having said so, we are always cautious because for business people, it's about practicality of things. Mm. The biggest challenge we have is how do we sustain the gains we've made?
Also coming up this afternoon, prices for fuel at Goil falls to its lowest since 2022 as the second market leader reduces prices for the second time this pricing window. Top police chiefs, traditional leaders and senior government officials assemble at police headquarters in Accra ahead of Maiden Historic Asantehene Otuofor Setutu II's visit to the Inspector General of Police, Christian Tete Yaonu. We're live at the police headquarters for the latest. As Joy News is learning, the meeting features a high-level meeting on security matters in Ghana. We will get you reactions from some drivers as well. Now, President John Mahama pledges to review single spine salary structure and receives backing of labor experts who describe the current system as outmoded and unfit for purpose.
The single spine salary structure is long overdue to be taken out, replaced with a more 21st century response.
We have details of that coming up shortly in sports.
Former Ghana FA President Kwesi Nyantachi backs the inclusion of foreign-born players into the Black Star squad for the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
And also Ghana Fire Service still under fire as lawyer and host of Newsfile Samson Ladi Anyanini calls for dismissal of head of public relations of the service over comments he made regarding the assault of a journalist.
If this officer is still at post, that should be our bigger worry, that he is deemed qualified as a public relations officer for a public institution.
In politics, Kennedy Ajapon's campaign team dismisses attempts to link him to perceived failures of the previous NPP administration, insisting he was not part of government and should not be held accountable for its shortcomings.
Was he part of the cabinet? The cabinet was made up of ministers who, together with the president and the vice president, who laid economic policy, political policy, social policy, and decided everything in this country. He was not part of it.
Well, details of these and more with me, Mamie Sinya Mitchell Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Please stay. Let's get into the details now. A member of the Operation Recover All Loot team and a former Auditor General, Daniel Domalevo, has warned that Ghanaians are beginning to lose hope in the NDC government's ability to fully implement its acclaimed oral program. In the lead up to the 2024 election, the NDC promised it will recover every amount of public funds and property stolen. But in the first year of being in office, there's been less than five corruption prosecutions. On PM Express, Daniel Domalevo charged the Attorney General to bring back hope in government's oral drive.
When we're going to fight corruption, you should fight it from the top. So you should take the high-profile cases because in public financial management...
So what do you expect from the AG this year?
Yes, you should pick the big ones, the prominent ones, and move with speed because People are losing hope. People are losing confidence. People think it's going to be business as usual. Nothing is going to happen. So if it is possible, you should come out with different teams. Some of the issues, remember, I've said time and again, that they need to be audited. We can't just pick what is in our report and go to court. So you should give it out for several audits to be happening concurrently, investigations done concurrently, so that we can start telling people that this is progress we have done. And I think that will be good.
Daniel Domlevo is also calling for a change in laws and policies to effectively boost the country's anti-corruption fight.
We hope to see a lot of progress, especially towards recovery of monies looted, and not just the recovery, but also prevention of the same offenses going on. We can't be mopping the water on the floor as you pour more on the floor. The president must, or the government must, move quickly to pass the Conduct of Public Office Holders Act, which regulates some of the behaviors which are unbecoming of public office holders. We must quickly amend the Internal Audit Agency Act, make internal auditors independent of the spending officers so that they can prevent the looting before it happens. I'm also hoping that they should come out with, and I saw this in the Constitutional Review Committee, their report, and I was very happy. They should come out with the law on reverse betting. If Daniel earns 10,000 per month, at the end of the year, we can reasonably say his total is 120,000. But he has 2 million or 20 million in his bank account. He must explain to us how.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Coalition Against Illegal Mining wants government to do more this year to fight Galamsey. Engineer Ken Ashibe is convener of the group.
It is something that is eating us up right from the middle. We've done some work as a coalition, and the turbidity of water is still not looking too pretty. You see that the issues of NIMOS is doing quite well. But unfortunately, again, so when my senior brother, Dr. Domilevo, talks about a limitation on how long it takes to try, financial crimes, it's even worse when it comes to the issues of Galamsey.
On the economic front, though, the Association of Ghana Industries lauded government's efforts to stabilize the economy in 2025 and called for more work to sustain those gains. Listen to Seth Chumakwaba, CEO of AGI.
I think for industry, we are quite hopeful that this year is going to be good, judging from the performance last year. You remember around 2022 to 2024, we had this economic crisis. Inflation was as high as 50%. Today it's dropped about 6.3%, not just a single digit, but way below the normal expectation. So that is quite significant. Our foreign reserves, we ended the year with about 5 months or so import cover. And there are all kinds of positive projections as per the budget. I think that if you base it on the performance last year and the projections that we've had in the budget, the tax reforms and all the plans that government has put in place, then one could say, yes, we are quite optimistic about the business environment this year. But having said so, we are always cautious because for business people, it's about practicality of things. The biggest challenge we have is how do we sustain the gains we've made? And not that we are doubting the capacity of government to sustain the gain, but we are cautious because we've seen that several times where we've made good gains and then the slightest hits on the economy through the foreign environment, then it affects us.
To the University of Ghana now, the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Johnson Esiama, says the central bank is working closely with the Gold Board and the Ministry of Finance to convene a focused policy workshop to further examine how the domestic gold purchase program can be refined in line with international best practices. At the 77th annual New Year's School at the University of Ghana, the governor noted that the domestic gold purchase program was introduced at a moment of acute vulnerability. He said just as against the stabilization objective, the GGPP has played a vital role, and that it is also important to be candid that this stability came at a cost since it was set up.
It's no longer a concept, it is operational. It is embedded within our macroeconomic framework and has reshaped how Ghana captures value from its gold resources while strengthening external barriers. The relevant question is therefore not whether gold board should exist, but how it should be governed, how it should be refined, how it should be sustained, and to do so with the national interest. As you will remember, the domestic gold purchase program was introduced at a moment of acute vulnerability, and this was when foreign exchange markets became thin and confidence was treasured. Its purpose was clear, and this was to strengthen reserves, stabilize the currency, and create space for macroeconomic recovery by leveraging Ghana's own natural endowment.
Well, let's go live now to the University of Ghana and speak to Presidential Affairs Correspondent Maxwell Agbagba joining us on the phone lines now. Maxwell, what more are you picking up?
So, speaking now is the guest speaker, the keynote speaker, Mr. Yamsen of Yamsen and Associates. He just mounted the platform and he's presenting a speech. President Mahama is also expected to speak later. Well, we've had a lot of messages coming from some of the partners of the New Year School. We've had the boss of the MPA, Ebiji Kujutamoklu, speaking, and he says that government is committed to ensuring fair pricing of petroleum products as part of efforts to protect consumers and also promote economic stability. He also talked about the establishment of a steering committee to ensure the proper implementation of the government's 24-hour economy agenda in the petroleum sector, in the downstream sector. And he says that steering committee has also started work. So as it stands now, the guest speaker, Ishmael Yamsen, is speaking. President Mahama is also expected to speak later. But we have the education minister, we have the DOG governor, like we just heard, we have the UG vice chancellor, we have the chairperson of the University of Ghana Council, Marietta Drew, also present here, and a lot of key dignitaries present here at the 77th annual New Year's School Banquet.
Thank you very much, Maxwell. Now, GOIL has reduced fuel prices at its outlets across the country, effective today, marking the first time since 2022. Petrol is selling below 11 cedis per litre. The Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies has earlier projected a price reduction across major oil marketing companies in the first pricing window of January 2026, attributing the expected decline to a sharp drop in international petroleum product prices and the recent appreciation of the Ghana cedi. GOIL reduced the price of a litre of fuel to 11.99 last week before today's further adjustment. And Fatal Bayaga is in the studio with me with more details on this. So, Fatal, prior to this morning, what were the prices at the pumps at GOIL and what is the exact price now?
Mami, GOIL, once the market leader earlier today, made a major move by reducing fuel prices at the pumps, selling petrol below 11 cedis for the first time since 2022. Mami, in 2020, for instance, GOIL sold Super XP at 10 cedis 95 pesos per litre and Diesel XP at 14 cedis 50 pesos per litre. Before today, GOIL was selling petrol Super XP at 11 cedis 99 pesos per litre, Diesel XP at 12 cedis 94 pesos per litre and Super XP 95 at 14 cedis 95 pesos per litre. But these are the latest figures as of now, and it takes effect today. Petrol XP now goes for 10 cedis 99 pesos per litre.
Right.
Diesel XP at 11 cedis 96 pesos per litre. And Super XP 95 at 13 cedis 97 pesos per litre.
Well, Bayaga, but barely hours after this announcement by GOIL, Star Oil also announced even steeper reductions. What's the rate there too?
Exactly, Mami. Just a few hours after GOIL's announcement, market leader Star Oil also reduced released new prices, undercutting those of GOIL. Star Oil is now selling petrol super for 10 cedis 56 pesos per liter, diesel at 11 cedis 56 pesos per liter, and super 95 at 12 cedis 96 pesos per liter.
Right, thank you very much, Bayaga. Meanwhile, some drivers in Accra have been reacting to this reduction. Take a listen.
That I think it would depend on the pump where you go. me for some time now, mostly this is where I buy my food, and anytime I buy, I check the gauge and it's okay for me. I mean, so I think with that one, because some of the pumps are cheating us, some of the pumps are just stealing, ripping people off. So I think it depends on where you buy your food.
Yeah, I think it's good for the country, it's good for the drivers, at least commuters, and for the people who are doing business. Yeah, it will also help me a lot, at least due to the price reduction. At least I have a few changes that I can save and put down, and I hope that it continues. I mean, we are hoping for a bigger, better, special year this year.
Oh, actually, I remember they were reducing. Now, Chrome has also more than there, and she said, I had the automatic structure adjustment. I will be on you.
Joining us now is Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, Duncan Amwa. Grateful for your time this afternoon. Well, GOIL has reduced twice in the same pricing window its prices of fuel. What could be accounting for this?
Good afternoon. One of the very, promising moments as far as deregulation is concerned is what you would term as price wars, where you have one oil marketing company compete with the other to be able to drive volumes or traffic to its forecourt. And I do think sincerely that Star Oil is like one of those brands that you never saw coming. They've stayed true to pricing for consumers all this while. We received notification this morning that GOIL had done almost 2 Ghana cedis reduction on petrol, and equally 1 Ghana on RON 95, another 1 or 2 Ghana on diesel. Only for us to see in an hour or two that Star Oil, which was already lower, trading at 10.89, GOIL came in at 10.99, decided to go down further to 10.56. Some additional 30 pesos per litre also delivered. It is one of those days you gain confidence as a Ghanaian that indeed the market is not doing what you would have initially termed as catalyzation, where they meet in the room and agree, let's go and charge Ghanaian 10 cedis or 50 cedis per litre. So there's price differentiation, there's price wars happening now.
Right.
And I am happy that GOIL, which used to be the number one, which has been displaced by Star Oil, is suddenly waking up to that reality that the consumer is choosing pricing, is choosing quality products, and is choosing brands that seem sensitive to them. I pray that they sustain this. Again, my right. Music, the likes of Shell, Total, who are still pricing way higher, should take a cue. The consumer is really price sensitive at this point. And I will not be surprised if volumes of some of those OMCs who are still charging higher should shrink for this current window or month that we happen to find ourselves. It is very good news for the Ghanaian consumer.
Right. Thank you very much. Duncan Amwa is with COPEC. Now to the police headquarters. Top security capos, traditional leaders and government officials are gathered there to receive His Royal Majesty Otumfuo Setutu II. This is the first occasion where any Asantehene has paid a courtesy call on the Inspector General of Police. The event marks a historic meeting between the traditional institution and the police service, where the Otumfuo travels to meet the IGP. Let's cross over now to my colleague James Avaji, who's there right now to give us updates on what's happening. James, has the Otumfuo arrived yet?
Yes, Mami, the Asante Otumfuo Setutu has just arrived at the police headquarters in about some 2 minutes ago. What is happening here as we speak is the Otumfuo himself inspecting a guard of honor that has been arranged to honor his visit here at the police headquarters. That is what we are experiencing now. In among the dignitaries are top police security officers, including former Inspector Generals of the Ghana Police Service. Former IGP Opombuelu is here, David Asantiake too is here, as well as other former IGPs, including former COPs of the Ghana Police Service, are all here. Traditional rulers are all gathered here. We expect that in the next few minutes, the IGP in South after the Otunfo is done with the inspection of the Guard of Honor will give his welcome address, after which we'll hear from the Otunfo himself in that distinguished official address. And then the public event will come to an end. We know that the two sides will then proceed into a top-level security meeting behind closed doors, which will inform the Otunfo himself, the IGP, as well as former IGPs on very, very sensitive issues of security concerns to the country.
Well, James, do we know the exact reasons that Asantehene is paying the visit to IGP?
Well, that has not been officially stated as we speak. Officials within the police service as well as around the Asantehene have been very tight-lipped on that. All we know is that they would have a security meeting. But of course, we're looking forward to the official state of the Otunfo himself to know why it has become necessary to mark this historic event of him coming down all the way from his kingdom, Kumasi, in the Ashanti region to visit the IGP, the first in the history of the country.
Thank you very much, James Aveji, from the police headquarters here in Accra. You're still listening to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break, return, and there's more news. Ghana Fire Service continues to come under fire as lawyer and host of Newsfile, Samson Nayenini, calls for dismissal of head of public relations of the service over comments he made regarding the assault of a journalist.
If this officer is still at post, that should be our bigger worry. That he is deemed qualified as a public relations officer for a public institution.
Welcome back to the Midday News. Mubarak is here with sports.
Thank you very much, Mamesi. Former Ghana FA President Kwesi Nyantechi is urging the Black Stars second car team to put aside sentiment and hand collapse to deserving foreign-born players for the World Cup. Names like Edin Nketiah and Callum Hudson-Odoi have resurfaced in discussions about possible collapse, despite not featuring in the qualifiers. Nyantechi believes their inclusion will not be out of place.
The Black Stars is open to every Ghanaian who is eligible to play. If me at my age, I'm 57, at my age I can play and score, give me the chance. If a Ghanaian lives in Iceland and he can play and make sure we win our games, give him the chance. Some people become a bit sentimental and emotional. Oh, this guy, damn Ghana, and when this... For me, I am interested in people who can help us to achieve our results. Some people like Edin Nketiah or Hustin Odoi, let's take out their emotions and give them the chance. If the coach thinks that they can compete favorably and earn places in the team, that's what we should do.
And before I go, Chelsea have announced Strasbourg manager Liam Rossini as their new head coach. The Englishman arrives on a contract that runs until 2032. Back to you, Mamis.
Thank you, Mubarak. Now, labor experts are backing government's plan to review the single spine salary structure, noting that the system has long failed to adequately compensate public workers and contribute effectively to national development. President Mahama at the opening of the Ghana National Association of Teachers 54th National Delegate Congress and 7th Quadrennial Conference on Monday, January 6, indicated government's readiness to undertake the exercise to ensure improved remuneration, increased worker motivation, and enhanced productivity. This comes after petitions from the organized labor, led by the Trade Union Congress, for a full review of the program. Listen to President Mahama make the pledge.
We are prepared to put together a working team to look at the whole pension reform and come up with some suggestions and see how we can improve it so that everybody is happy and feels secure going into retirement. The spine is very crooked now. Everybody is unhappy with the spine. And so, of course, TUC raised it with us and asked if we could look at the whole salary structure again. And I can say that we are very willing to do that so that we're able to remunerate people better so that they can give off their best in terms of what we ask them to do.
Well, labor consultant Austin Game is back in the review.
The single spine salary structure is long overdue to be taken out. replaced with a more 21st century response, and to ensure that people are paid properly by contributing to the growth of their businesses and the economy of Ghana. The present one is not fit for purpose. It's long overdue to be taken out. And the president, during his time of campaigning, had said that he would prefer to set up an emolument commission to ensure that we have a structure that will accommodate everybody, including the president himself. So I think that is a fair request by the unions, and also the president's own response.
The Ghana National Fire Service is still facing a public backlash nearly 14 hours after its officers allegedly assaulted a journalist with Class FM during the coverage of a fire incident at Kaswa. Private legal practitioner and host of Newsfile, Samson Ayanini, is calling for the dismissal of the head of public relations, DO2 Desmond Acker, over comments he made regarding the assault of a journalist by personnel of the service.
If this officer is still at post, that should be our bigger worry. That he is deemed qualified as a public relations officer for a public institution, and in the full glare of the ocular proof of the assaults, the dastardly conduct of officers of the Ghana National Fire Service, he will say the things he says clearly shows that he's not fit to be in that office. So this morning, my expectation is to hear from the Ghana Fire Service if they want to show that they are very responsible, is to indict this officer, interdict him and put him through discipline, and perhaps find some refresher course for him.
Well, the executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Obrima, says the assault undermines the reputation of the fire service.
I don't think any professional institution would have its personnel conduct themselves in the manner that we all saw in the video, and then the entire institution, the establishment, coming out to speak and doing so in the way that, you know, the PRO had done yesterday. So for me, I think it is something that deeply undermines the reputation and the credibility of the Ghana National Fire Service. And I can only hope that the leadership of that institution will take the appropriate actions to redeem itself and to redeem the reputation of the institution.
The Canadian-Japan campaign team has pushed back against claims tying the candidate to the perceived shortcomings of the Akufo-Addo-led administration, calling the assertions unfounded. Member of the team, Christine Nyantachi, speaking on the AM show on the Joy News channel, says Mr. Japan, who was not part of government, represents a less risky choice for the party ahead of the 2028 elections. According to the team, Canadian-Japan's message resonates with ordinary delegates heading into the general election.
The cabinet, was he part of the cabinet? The cabinet was made up of ministers who, together with the president and the vice president, who laid economic policy, political policy, social policy, and decided everything in this country. He was not part of it.
Okay.
The link between him and the failures or inadequacies of the previous regime are minimal or remotely indirect to me. And so he comes out as somebody who starts from a clean slate, comes as his own man with his policies that you can too. And not surprisingly, the Gen Zs, the youth, the disgruntled members of the MPP, and even people who are not members of the MPP, relate or connect so well to Honorable Kennedy Japan.
Okay.
Kwesi Nyantachi is a member of Kennedy Japan's campaign team. And that's how we wrap up this afternoon's edition of the Midday News.